The Boonville man, facing multiple felony charges, including attempted murder after an incident in January, is due in court today. On January 3rd, Boonville police officers were dispatched to a report of shots fired in the 1300 block of Main Street. The suspect, 28-year-old Kalen Dean Hendren, is alleged to have pointed a gun at a woman and threatened to kill her while fighting over the gun. Hendren allegedly fired it. Authorities located a bullet fragment in the wall. Hendren is charged with Class B felonies for attempted murder in the second degree and domestic assault in the first degree and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Bond remains at $500,000 cash or surety. Hendren's next hearing is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Cooper County Circuit Court. A 67-year-old Boonville woman who was the driver involved in a fatal crash in Cooper County on June 14, 2020, is due in court today. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, a motorcycle driven by 59-year-old James Brandle of Boonville was traveling northwest on Missouri Highway 87 when it was struck by a northwest-bound SUV driven by Karen Lynn Gately. Brandle died from his injuries. Gately was not injured. Gately pleaded not guilty on April 12th to a charge of involuntary manslaughter in the first degree. Gately posted 10% of the $10,000 bond on September 9, 2020. Her next court appearance is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Cooper County Circuit Court. A 51-year-old Marshall man facing a drug-related felony charge is due in court today. According to a law enforcement report on November 7, 2020, officers allegedly located methamphetamine inside the vehicle during a traffic stop. The driver, who was said to have been found in possession of a syringe and a bundle of money, and the officer also allegedly located two packages of clear baggies and a digital scale. Court documents say James Edward Brown is charged with a felony for delivery of a controlled substance and drug and driving-related misdemeanors. Brown posted $15,000 surety bond on November 10th. Brown was arraigned on June 28th. A plea trial setting hearing is set for 10 o'clock this morning at Saline County Circuit Court. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services will be sponsoring free COVID-19 testing in Sedalia before, during, and after the Missouri State Fair. One of those testing events is today. COVID-19 testing will be available from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today at the VIP tent on the fairgrounds in Sedalia. No pre-registration is required. Persons will receive information about notification of test results at the time of testing. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.